Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a measure allowing the state to develop its own vaccine guidelines independent of the federal government. WBEZ's Alex Degman reports.
State officials say vaccine information from the CDC has become politicized and unreliable. The newly signed bill allows a state-level advisory committee to issue state-specific guidelines. Dr. Samir Vora directs the Illinois Department of Public Health.
We are ensuring that our residents can continue to rely on guidance that is clear, evidence-based, and trustworthy.
The measure requires state-regulated insurance plans to cover vaccinations regardless of federal guidance, and it allows pharmacies to administer flu and COVID-19 vaccines to children as young as 3 without a prescription. It takes effect in January. I'm Alex Degman.
In Iowa, State Treasurer Robbie Smith says he's running for a second term in 2026. The Republican from Davenport announced his bid for re-election on Tuesday. Smith is a former state legislator and banker. In 2022, he defeated the Democratic incumbent Mike Fitzgerald, who had been the longest-serving state treasurer in U.S. history. Hundreds of people gathered on Tuesday outside the Federal Immigration Office in Cedar Rapids to accompany immigrants to their check-in appointments. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly has this report from the scene.
Even with the weather in the mid-teens, a large crowd still showed up brandishing signs criticizing ICE detentions, while people with scheduled appointments formed a long line out the door of the immigration office. The event was organized by the immigrants' rights group Escucha Mi Voz. An organizer with the group translated for a man who had just come out of his wife's appointment with her.
My name is Edward. My wife is Jamile. She had an appointment today. She'll be back in a year. Yeah. We came from Colombia. We are looking for a better life.
Organizers say none of the 56 people who had appointments were detained. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
Silvis Police Chief Mark Van Claveren plans to step down after leading the department for a decade. Van Claveren has been with the force for 23 years, including assignments on patrol, narcotics, investigations, and directing a drug task force. Geneseo's Deputy Chief of Police Gene Carson is set to replace him early next month. The public is invited to celebrate Van Claveren's retirement at the Silvis Police Headquarters on Friday from 1 till 3 p.m. Lawyers for a former Sangamon County deputy sheriff convicted of murdering an unarmed black woman in her home last year are asking for a new trial. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has more.
Sean Grayson, who is white, was convicted of second-degree murder for fatally shooting Sonia Massey last year after she had called 911. Grayson's lawyers say the presiding judge erred in allowing the jury to hear disparaging remarks the former sheriff's deputy made after the shooting. In body cam footage, Grayson can be heard calling Massey a B-word and effing crazy. He can also be heard discouraging his partner from administering aid to Massey. Grayson's attorneys argue playing these moments in court, quote, improperly inflamed the passions of the jury. Prosecutors say Grayson's bid for a new trial lacks merit. He's set to be sentenced in late January. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Hola America Media Group, which has published a bilingual newspaper in the Quad Cities for 25 years, recently won prestigious national awards. WVIK freelance reporter Jonathan Turner has more.
Hola America Publications won 12 Jose Marti Awards, including 3 gold honors for Jefas Magazine at the National Association of Hispanic Publications' most prestigious recognition program. The celebration took place in mid-November at NAHP's annual convention, where hundreds of Latino media professionals gathered to honor excellence in journalism, photography, design, and community impact. Hola co-owner Tar Macias, who runs the company with his wife Erica, is proud of the honor, which helps his goal since starting Hola in 2000 to lift up the Latino community in Illinois, Iowa, and Nebraska.
For every one of those stories of somebody, you know, one of us that does something bad, there is literally thousands of good stories from the Latino community doing something good for our community. So I wanted to focus on those stories.
For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
And this is WVIK News.